forever? Was it playing soft and low? It's not a song you wanna hear if you're not ready to go.
Welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on a very wet Wednesday night on Planet FM, Saturday night on Plains FM in Christchurch, Cabinet Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday, and greetings to everybody listening to us around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. We opened up the show tonight with a new single released by U2 on Good Friday, one of six songs released from an album called Easter Lily. They reckon they'll release the full album later in the year, and that was called Song for Hal. And there's talks that U2 might be doing a world tour next year. So we're going to continue straight in, more music, and this time we've got Sinead Lohan, and she's singing to Ramona.
Senses will arise. The flowers of the sea.
Well, I hope everybody had a nice break over the Easter holidays. The weather wasn't too bad here in New Zealand, but in Ireland, that Storm Dave, which caused a lot of disruption and power cuts to a number of people in the southeast and a bit in the west. But thankfully, the weather has improved a bit since. It's quite mild this week, but it needs to be. It's getting into spring now. Farmers getting out to get work done. Protests in some of the major cities today against the increased price of fuel. This is obviously all due to the situation in the Middle East, and while the government did have reductions in petrol and diesel and home heating oil a few weeks ago, it's not enough because the prices have gone up since. So a lot of farming organizations are protesting, of course contractors that are using thousands and thousands of liters of diesel every day as they prepare for the harvesting, silage, etc., are protesting that the costs are just blown them out of the water. So obviously the world is on edge tonight as I'm broadcasting this program. There's about 3 hours to go before the deadline that Trump has set down for Iran to agree terms, and they don't seem to be backing back. You know, you have to. The only person that spoke any sense over the weekend was the Pope, and what you call it, Orbi in the Mass on Sunday, was a beautiful spectacle, and he pleaded with all these political leaders to ask for calm, and peace is the only way forward, not military you know, guns and bombs. And he's come out again today pleading with government leaders. And, you know, you have to wonder, I say, the vice president of America, Vance, this man that was welcomed into the Catholic Church just over a year ago. He's in Budapest tonight in Hungary, canvassing for Orbán, who's the current president of Hungary. And there's an election there at the weekend, and it looks like he's going to lose. But he's an ally, mate of Trump, so Trump sends him over. So can you imagine J.D. Vance or Micheál Martin coming down here to New Zealand and start praising the Labour leader and urging people to vote for him instead of the National New Zealand First? It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't go down too well, but it shows you the times that we're living in. All right, we continue on, and we'll bring you all the other news from Ireland throughout the programme tonight, along with plenty of music. And I thought it's only appropriate with Artemis 2 up there in space at the moment that we have a song with a connection to the moon tonight. So here we have The Hole of the Moon from the Waterboys, who are touring here next month in May. I'll give you the dates after this.
But you saw the plan.
Well, it was nice to see the astronauts up there yesterday as they circled the moon. And obviously, they're on their way back now. We'll be back on Friday. Let's hope they come back safely and, you know, in a future mission. There's an Irish female astronaut that's ready to go. So let's hope that we see an Irish woman up there. Speaking of Irish men, Hárek O'Hara, a former Mayo footballer, he's on an adventure to Mount Everest at the moment. He's in base camp, acclimatizing himself for to climb Mount Everest in early May. And he's climbed a few big peaks already, and he reckons doing this is plain sailing compared to training and playing with Mayo. So you can follow Hárek's progress on his Facebook page. So Hárek O'Hara from Ballina in County Mayo.
Oh, the green and red Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, forevermore. Patrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climbed a reek, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clwyd, and with the ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray.
Well, that was the Sod Afters there and the Green and Red of Mayo. And we'll dedicate that to Pádraig O'Hara, who's getting ready to climb Mount Everest in early May. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, as I mentioned early on, the whole situation in the Middle East dominating a lot of the news items in Ireland. Of course, it was the 110th anniversary of the Easter Rising, and celebrations took part in outside the GPO on Sunday. And of course, the first time that the new Uachtaráin Héireann, Catherine Connolly, was there, along with the Taoiseach, and hundreds, so maybe thousands of people were there. It was a mixed day of weather. There was sunshine in one minute and raining the other minute. And of course, that speech was made, and there was descendants of some of the Easter, the leaders of the Easter Rising there as well. Sadly, a number of people killed on the roads in Ireland over the weekend so far this year, over 44 people killed. We know there was a record number of people killed on Irish roads last year, and the police are trying to get that message out to people. But that won't help. I see rural Ireland, another police station closing down, a small town in Killeshandra, and the locals that live there said it's not a good sign that there's no police guard stations in many towns now in rural Ireland. They're centralising everything. Well, last week we mentioned that former Fianna Fáil minister, I'm pretty sure he was a Cam Corla as well, Rory O'Hanlon, died. He was a Fianna Fáil man, and over the weekend on Sunday, another Cam Corla died, Sean Barrett. Sean was 81. He was represented the Dunleary constituency in Dublin for many years, a Fine Gael TD, and he resigned after his term as Cam Corla in the early noughties, and then came back again and was a TD until he retired in 2020. So two great stalwarts of the Irish political scene passing away in the space of a few days. Right, we continue on, and this time we're going to have Donna Taggart, and she's singing all about Jealous of the Angels.
God must need another angel around.
tonight. You're welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and that was Donna Taggart there and Jealous of the Angels. And, of course, our clocks went back at the weekend, so there's now an 11-hour time difference. So when it's 10 o'clock here in the morning, it's 11 o'clock at night over there in Ireland. There was a lot of sport on at the weekend. You had the National Hurling League Final, Division 1 and 2. Limerick, winners of the Division 1 final. They beat Cork in the final, and Clare beat Dublin in Division 2. So all action now turns to the Championship, which gets underway this weekend. The first game is Roscommon travelling over to New York to play the New York Gaelic football team. Roscommon will be odds on favourites to win that game. And of course, you can watch all of the Championship games on GAA+. You can go on there to the website gaaplus.ie, and you can take an annual subscription, or you can pay it off over 12 months and you get full access to all the games and some historic games that have been happened there in the past. Of course, the big focus this weekend will be on the Masters Golf Tournament. And there's three Irishmen in the field: McIlroy, the defending champion, Pádraig, or Shane Lowry, and Tom McKibben, who's a young guy from Northern Ireland. He's made the cut in the last three majors. And tonight, or probably tomorrow, McIlroy will be sitting down. He picked the food and for the Masters Eve dinner. And I see somebody asked him a question, Dave, why didn't you pick an Irish menu? And a smart comment came back from McIlroy saying, I want to enjoy the meal. So he's been criticised. But I don't think he was going to pick bacon and cabbage as the signature meal. So I think he's gone for a mixture of other cuisine. Of course, not sure when he would have eaten some Irish food last, because he's lived in Florida for a long time. So the pressure will be on him. Of course, winning last year, that was a big thing for him. He's done the career grand slam. And good news for other golfer Leona Maguire, see, she finished second in a women's tournament at the weekend. More sport news later on the programme tonight. But up next, we're going with Sean King. And Sean is singing Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, was only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In a little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And cottage is the passport when your old world disappears, 'cause there's no future in the past when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, they closed down Ellis Island in 1943. 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you were 15 years. Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That isle of humble, isle of pain, isle you'll never see again. But the isle of home is always on your mind. Isle of hope, isle of tears, isle of freedom,
wonderful voice of Sean Kean. Sean has put up some lovely tributes to his late sister, who passed away, Dolores, just over 3 weeks ago, and her music being played well. You know, lots of her songs being played on various radio stations and online since she died. You're listening to Ireland Calling. It's brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Don't forget Joanne McNally. Well, the Pogues are here. There's a few tickets available for their show on Saturday night if you're listening in Auckland at the Convention Centre. And you can book your tickets through Ticketmaster. And, of course, the following week, Joanne McNally, she's touring New Zealand with her shows in Auckland. Christchurch sold out. But if you're listening in Wellington, there's still some tickets available for her show next Thursday, the 16th. She's one of Ireland's leading stand-up comics. So if you get a chance, if you're in Wellington, go along and see her perform, and good reviews from the Pogues. Just going back to sports, there was kind of sports-related story in the Irish Times on Tuesday. Donal Caniff was the captain of the Munster team that played against the All Blacks on the 31st of October, 1978. And Donal, I think he's about 73 or 74, but there was a big story in the papers, the Irish Times yesterday, talking about his battle with dementia. And, you know, he's played, he's 76 and he played two games for Ireland, from Cork originally. And tragedy that day when he was captain and the Munster team against the All Blacks. He's dead while listening to the game, because the game wasn't broadcast on TV in Cork. Got a massive heart attack, and after the game, when the celebrations were taking place, he was told that his dad wasn't too well. So him and his wife, in a couple of years that time, they headed off down to Cork, and he hadn't been told. Mary, his wife, knew, but he hadn't been told that his dad had died. So from a moment of unbelievable glory on the rugby pitch to finding out that his dad was dead. And he's had this dementia in a small scale for the last 4 or 5 years, but his wife and him did a lovely interview today. And the other former great Irish player, Fergus Slattery, former Lion as well, Fergus was a commercial real estate agent in Dublin, very successful businessman. He's been battling with dementia for quite a few years as well. So tough time. And I see here, you know, his wife did say, you know, they couldn't say that injuries that he suffered by playing rugby, because years ago, and when he was playing, you were only literally carried off if you couldn't stand up. If you were knocked out in rugby, you got a splash of water thrown over you, and you were continued on playing again. Of course, it's so different these days. Now, Okay, we're going to move on with the Wolf Tones, and for all the Kerry people listening out there tonight, they're singing Dingle Bay.
In a brief winter skirmish, me mind will see summer once more.
And there's where the small birds sing high on the mountain. That's Birdsrest Mountain, that's Bannier Hill. There's where the wild eagle knows its own free.
The sound of the bees there collecting their honey, the sight of the seabirds protecting their young, the scent of the wild flowers, the spray of the ocean. We're watching the world go around.
And there's where the small birds sing high on the mountain. That's Birdsrest Mountain, that's Valley or Hill. There's where the wild eagle knows its own freedom. And fishermen's
fishermen's boats there, they plow the salt ocean for mackerel and herring, all the fish of the sea. And though I have traveled the wide world all over, there's nowhere on earth that is dearer to me.
Wolf Tones and Dingle Bay, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I'm just looking at some of the other stories in the Irish newspapers. Of course, they had the Grand National Horse Race in Punchestown on Saturday, and of course, that's almost wrapping up the hunt racing season. Then as we get into the all the other flat races throughout the summer months. What else is happening? Obviously, the sport is dominating. Just going back quickly to rugby there. Munster lost at the weekend, so they're out of the Challenge Cup. Good wins for Connacht, of course, Leinster. They're the last Irish team in the Heineken Cup, so they had a good win over Edinburgh and Ulster, and Connacht won as well. So the four Munster Irish teams are still in the United Rugby Championship top eight, which is important for them to be there. And I'm just kind of looking here. Shane Lowry has always said, I'd love to be the first Irish man to win a green jacket, but to be the second will be pretty nice. So hopefully that disaster that he had a few weeks ago when he was three shots ahead with two holes to play won't come back to haunt him. Simon Harris, Taoiseach, came out the other day and talked about this fuel crisis is the worst that Ireland has ever faced. But he did say at the same time, look, we're not like 2008 when the global financial crisis hit. But as I mentioned, the start of the programme tonight, lots of protests around Ireland tonight from hauliers and people involved in contracting, etc. Men, everybody, you know, saying, you know, the government needs to reduce the excise duty or the tax on fuels until the situation resolves itself. And as I mentioned earlier, we're on the countdown. What it looks like there, the latest headline coming out of the BBC is that the Pakistani Prime Minister is urging Trump to, you know, hold off on any further action in the Middle East and Iran for a further 2 weeks. But you just don't know. Fintan O'Toole today wrote a great article in the Irish Times, and he's comparing a deranged Trump to the king that was in charge the UK when America got its freedom back to 250 years ago. He was impeached as well, but, you know, Trump seems to be a man that does whatever he wants. Right, we're going to move on with the music and the wonderful voice of Sinead O'Connor, and I'll be singing. Sinead O'Connor there, and I'll be singing, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I always look through that Farming Independent each week here. And of course, big prices for beef farmers in Ireland at the moment, but that's causing issues for consumers. And restaurants in Ireland are going for smaller portions of beef now. And so it's certainly, you know, the good prices for the farmers is good, but it's certainly affecting consumers. Contractors fear soaring fuel bills as prices spike. Anger is deepening across farming, contractor and haulage sectors as fuel prices continue to surge. And the government faces mounting criticism for failing to deliver immediate relief. So it's figures from one of the organisations that have showed that rising fuel costs mean a typical contractor tractor will cost more than €200 extra per day in the diesel and that, you know. So it's obviously, you know, some of these tractors are going 12, 14 hours, very, very busy. But saying that, there's a few farmers out there, you know, getting ready, telling their farms. A nice picture of two sisters, Sister Katie and Sinead Flanagan, with their Lismacool cracker, the short-term bull owned by their dad, Pádraig, from Elfin at the Carrick and Shannon programme. So the pictures there, there's quite a few shows on at the moment. Spring is in the air. Daffodil fundraising day a few weeks ago for cancer, as we have down here. And another story here, how organic switch helped the Sleash family builders at a resilient biodiverse farm. I wasn't a farmer when I inherited a 220-acre farm here, so I made it work for me. So, yes, you know, organic farmers. That story earlier about the cost of beef, Ireland's beef squeeze, smaller steaks, higher prices and shifting habits. Some beautiful looks of cuts of meat here in this article. And you've got restauranter Paul Lenihan outside his restaurant, Arts of Kildare, and he says restaurants look full and feel busy, and we are busy, but despite that, it's still extremely difficult to make any money these days. At processor level, cattle are selling for around €7 a kilogram. Once you factor in a meat yield of roughly 65% to 70%, that equates to about 10 to 50 euro kilogram before any processing costs. So certainly dairy farmer or beef farmers doing too well. Dairy price in Ireland not great at the moment. What else is happening here? I'm just looking at all the farmer bill. Bigger than expected yearling supply puts pressure on prices, and a top quality bullock heifer base price hit €6.75, and the 7.6 acre North Kerry farm at Fagan Cottage, it's for sale for €195,000. If you want to invest a bit of money, if you've won the lotto here recently and you want to head back to Ireland. But we're going to head on with more music, and this time we've got Daniel O'Donnell and friends, and they're singing all about the leaving of Liverpool.
Farewell to you, my own true love. I am going far. For California, but I know that I'll return someday. So farewell, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving on Liverpool that grieves me, my darling, when I think of thee. Shipped on a Yankee sailing ship, Davy Crockett is her name. Amber G's is the captain of her, and they say that she's a floating hell. So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return united we will. It's not the leaving on Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. Oh.
man from Donegal, Daniel O'Donnell, and the leaving of Liverpool. Of course, Daniel taking a break from music this year, not performing the big concerts and tours that he's been doing previous year. He just wants time. And of course, Magelli came out recently, talked about her health issues as well. So Daniel there to support her, which is really, really good. I see where Crow Park announced the other day that Man United and Leeds United will play football game there before the season starts. Man United would have a huge following in Ireland. They're being in Carlton House just outside Maynooth this week, training for 3 or 4 days. I got to see that movie last week about Roy Keane and Sy Pan back in 2002. It's well worth that watching. It's on, I think it's Amazon Prime or something. I looked at it. And of course, Roy Keane farewelled his mum last week and said that she was the real boss in their house. Of course, the disappointment of Ireland not qualifying for the World Cup is now behind us, and League of Ireland is continuing, and there was double games Good Friday and Easter Monday. I happened to see my team from Galway United doing quite well this season, so certainly the League of Ireland seems to be stronger than it was, and but of course it will be Gaelic games dominating the airwaves now for the coming weeks and months as the season gets underway. Okay, we're going to have Seamus Begley, Tomsha in a colour.
Tralonin dealach gem gosh lasogam tam shim chalas nadushter men shandigar guslim he Ciao.